Okay.
Good morning. The notes say that Ensemble is meeting on Wednesday, but that is Tuesday. Don just told me. I think they should meet on Thanksgiving evening. Hey, I have... Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. Happy Christ the Lord Sunday. Jeanette just told me that I have to tell you this. She was on her way, and she was driving down the road, and a police car stopped her. So she pulled over, and then the policeman came up and said, "Papers," and she said, "Scissors, I win," and she drove off. And he followed her for 45 minutes. She figured he needed a rematch. Jeanette, thank you for that this morning. I advise you not to just respond with scissors if you're stopped by them. Joined arm. Announcements are on the back of the bulletin, some of the things going on. I want to make a cordial invitation to all of you to join us for Hanging at the Greens next Saturday. This is a Saturday right after Thanksgiving. You'll be all full and full of vitamins and all good food, and the festivity of the season will be upon your minds. Come at 10 o'clock and we deck our sanctuary in her Advent livery. How is that for a phrase? So, take time, come join us. Usually we have some good music we put on, and it's a good gathering, it's fun, and it helps set that time and that season. And we need your help. Some of us are getting a little older and grayer. It's kind of a funny thing. If you don't feel like you have a lot of ability too, we can use the moral support. So don't hesitate to just come and sit and spur us on. Thank you, amen. Other announcements. What other things do we need to list by way of special announcements for the good of the order this morning? What things do we need to be aware of? I can't think of a lot. Next Sunday is the first Sunday in Advent. We begin the Advent journey, that is the preparation for Christmas. And so we're excited about that Sunday coming. Tuesday, Ensemble is at 7 o'clock, just to make clear. So, all right, we got that. Did you have an announcement, young lady?
Yes, well, I wanted to reiterate that this year, the Women's Club is going to have a tree out here in the back. It's going to be a mitten tree. We're asking for donations, and it's either hats or mittens. If you feel inclined to do scarves, that's fine, too, but we are hoping to have a good amount come in so that we can give them to the schools. We haven't picked a school yet, but we're going to do that. So thank you.
Can we give a monetary donation for those of us that are not big mitten shoppers?
Yes, that can
be
done too.
All right, thank you.
Talk to Sandy though, okay?
Talk to Sandy. I don't want to talk to Sandy. She always gives me the dickens. Other announcements. Thanks for the good of the order. All right. It's a beautiful, wonderful morning. We're grateful. The sanctuary is warm. Our hearts are filled and Christ is with us. Amen. Stan, wave hello to everyone as we turn to our call to worship.
Good morning, everybody. Can you please get ready and join me in the call to worship? Oh, come all ye faithful to worship the Lord. We come seeking the child, the Messiah, whose birth has been foretold. Lift your voices in thanks and worship for the gift of the child to a world in need of his love and care. We come with hope in our hearts, hope for our lives, and for the lives of our children. The King of Kings brings hope to all the righteous. There is no place or time without the hope that Christ brings and shares. And now join us in the first hymn of the day, Hail to the Lord's Anointed, page 203 in your hymnal. Thank you.
I want to add, I forgot to do that during announcements, an invitation to the people online and to be aware of them. We are a community that is now virtual and that occurs on Sunday mornings in many places. And at other times when people are unable to attend worship during this moment in time, but gather with us. So we all gather in the name of Christ and we're grateful. Amen? Holly will bring us the epistle lesson.
So, in the bulletin, it says the epistle lesson comes from 1 Colossians, verse 11 through 20, but I see up there that it also starts with verse 3. So, bear with me a minute while I get back to that. And so here we go. In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints. Then we'll continue with verse 11. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transformed us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. The word of the Lord.
Thank you, Holly. Well done. By way of concerns, you see some of the concerns listed on the back of the bulletin. We hold them up and continue with many of those in prayer. Are there any updates to any of those that you can offer to the gathering, to the family this morning? Michael, if you'd come down to Larry Contour, please.
Let us continue to pray for the people in Ukraine and Poland and all the rest of Eastern Europe, which is totally aflame. A while back, we went to see our grandchildren play soccer. We heard all the children yelling, the children on the sideline, you know, laughing, but there's no laughter in Ukraine. Please remember that.
Amen. Diana. Hold on a minute. I don't think that microphone's alive now. Now it probably is.
Okay. The mass shooting down in Colorado Springs this morning that I heard about on TV with the club there, I think we need to have prayers for them and for their community. So I thank you. 5 dead and, at this point, 18 wounded.
How can I respond when we have shootings are a regular case now? We need to call upon the Prince of Peace. We need to be agents of that peace. We need to find a way out of this. It is not getting better. Prayers of concern, other prayers. I want to lift all the people who voted and all the candidates who ran. And I want to lift those who are heartbroken by results, and I want to lift those who are celebrating at the results. Because we're all one here together, and let's put that aside. It was a good game, and now we move on. Peace between our brothers and our sisters. By the love of God, we will be one. Other concerns in our midst. All right, by way of celebrations, anybody want to offer any before we get going here? What?
Give thanks.
Give thanks, amen. It is Thanksgiving and a good day to give thanks, and we were grateful. Today is Lanelle Franklin's birthday. Virginia's little sister is 98, so we celebrate her. And right behind her, I have a birthday on Monday, and I'll be not even close to that. So, this last year I have been a rout, 66. Friday will be Rosie Casper's birthday, and we celebrate her. Saturday, Debbie Burns is having a birthday. Debbie, do you want to tell us how old or anything about it, or what's Joe getting you for your birthday? Suggestions, get him to Joe, and Joe. Michael, bring a microphone down for Joe, please. He's going to respond here to my teasing.
I've already been dictated to of what she wants and whatever. It's going to be a plant stand to match the other 9 or 10 that we've got. And are all growing.
Amen. All right. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It'll be a big surprise. I have down here that Saturday is Barbara Stevens' birthday and that she's going to be 67, but I don't believe that's correct. It is her birthday as far as I know, but somehow my data appears to be twisted a little bit. Next Sunday, Wayne Short birthday. Other birthdays. Don.
Saturday is my grandson's birthday. He turns 12.
Aiden turns 12 on Saturday.
Yeah, isn't that something? They were just babies the other day, yeah, and I don't know what happened. Happy birthday to Aiden, yes. All right, others? Other birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations? There was an anniversary I was supposed to remind everyone of. It will come to me tonight about 1 o'clock. I'll call all of you, and it won't be too much fun. We celebrate all of these milestones. Birthdays keep coming, though, don't they? Let's turn to our unison prayer and let us read responsively. Lord, thank you for gathering us with you this day. Thank you for your grace. Lord, be with those we have lifted, both those who are hurting and those who are celebrating. Lord, guide us in ministry with all your children, that we might be Christ's arms and hands. Lord, hear our prayers. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation. Almighty, loving, giving, caring, all-seeing, all-knowing, gracious God, we give you thanks. On this Sunday, as we prepare for our community Thanksgiving, we will gather in our homes with families, with food, with joy. Help us be aware, Lord, that all we have, we can give thanks to you. Through your grace, we are blessed. Help us be aware how we can be those blessed ones who reach out to those less fortunate. Help us be aware how in this Thanksgiving we can realize your grace is a balm to all people, and it is our gift to be able to offer it. Lord, we give you thanks for the roofs over our head, the clothes on our back, the food at our table, the brothers and sisters in the pews with us, the brothers and sisters gathered with us over the internet, the brothers and sisters gathered with us around the world who gather to acknowledge Christ as the King of Kings. Lord, thank you. Thank you and continue to bless us, bless all of those, bless all of our silent prayers that you hear, and bless us to be those who would gather in Christ's name and do his will. Lord, hear us as we gather in the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for the gifts of your offering. Thank you for your gifts of offerings of yourself, of your time, energy, of your spirit, and of your prayers. I invite the ensemble forward.
We power the hills and scatter the thunders. comes the snow in winter, the warm to swell the grain, the breezes and the sunshine, and soft refreshing rain.
All right, the scripture, the gospel lesson for today, would you please stand, if you are able, comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. But before I read it, sorry, hang on a second, guys. I want to give a tiny bit of background. This is the prophecy that Zechariah spoke about John the Baptist, right after his mouth was opened, after John was born, and he had written, his name is John. I'm sorry. Singing did me in, I guess. All right, so this is Zechariah speaking about his newborn son, John. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You to be seated.
Thank you, Miss Diana. Thank you, Melba. This is Thanksgiving Sunday. This is also Christ the King Sunday, and that's going to be my focus for the day. That's the scriptural focus for the day. It's a gathering about the King. And the King that is predicted, the Christ, the Messiah that is predicted in the Old Testament, if you have been a student of the Bible in any ways, you'll know that all through the Old Testament there are predictions of the coming of the second one. During Advent season, we will read some of those. Here's one from Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. So they know that one is coming. They're a little bit confused about what that will look like. No one has seen a Messiah in their midst before. So a great king is the greatest thing they can imagine. So here they understand that is what is occurring. Is Jesus the Messiah, this carpenter's son from Nazareth? Is this the one? Is he the one that's been predicted? Is he the Christ? It was a pivotal question when Jesus was alive, and I have, over the course of my career, had numerous people come to me and say, Pastor, tell me how to tell the difference between a prophet and a false prophet. I said, well, wait 50 years and look back, and then you'll know. There's not easy ways. We can filter, and I try and give some advice in those directions, but that's not a direction we're going for the sermons, just it helps us understand the question that was before the people. The people were asking, are you the Messiah? Is he the one? And here is John. We heard about John and Zechariah and Elizabeth's son. He's been born. He's this oddball. Lives in the wilderness. Eats honey. Lets his hair grow wild. He's an interesting character. But he's gathering people who are moving away from the Roman Empire, moving away from colluding with, moving away from accepting them over the dictates of their religion. John demands that they be washed. They have filthied themselves with the government, with all of the things they've done, with the collusions, with giving in. And so he takes them down into the water and washes them off. That is a baptism of repentance. He washes them clean. And we know that is the baptism to which Jesus came. And he came and John knew. He said, I can't baptize you, boss. You're it. Jesus said, do it now to fulfill all righteousness. And we are inheritors of that same baptism, a baptism in Christ. Johannine churches, John's churches, followers of John that never really moved from John to Jesus, they existed for decades, and some influences continue and have continued for millennia. So there's this division. Is he the right one? Is he the Christ? John the Baptist asked that question. Two different versions. One, he's just asked at the other. He's in prison and sends his disciples. And two of the disciples ask Jesus, are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? They don't know. They want to know. It's a big question. Is this really the one? Jesus answered them in typical enigmatic style. Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news brought to them. This is a king of justice and righteousness. Pilate asks Jesus, are you the king of the Jews? And again, Jesus responds enigmatically, you have said so. What about Thomas? Thomas doesn't believe. Jesus, after death and resurrection, appears to the disciples, but Thomas isn't there. And later they tell Thomas, we saw the Lord. Thomas doesn't believe him. Unless I see, I have to believe by touch and sight. And so Jesus appears to him. And Thomas says he believes, and Jesus says, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. So there are some that do not believe. There are some in our world today who do not believe, who question. There are some who question Christianity based on the actions of the Christian church. That's a shame. We have made mistakes. Christ does not, but churches have erred. But it's okay to question. It's okay to ask those questions and wonder, is this the Messiah that was predicted? Is this really the Christ in our midst? Jesus did not reject Thomas when he demanded proof. Think about that, and think about how we need to be when people question. In point of fact, Jesus in his ministry, he travels to his hometown, and he's there, and he's preaching to them, and he's carrying on, and they do not accept it. They took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, prophets are not without honor except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house. We saw him growing up as a kid. This cannot be someone special. Doubt is all right. But today we hear testimonies from Luke and Paul. Holly did a beautiful job reading these. In Luke, we hear John's father, Zechariah, the Lord God of Israel has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old. God has brought this prophet forward. And then Paul speaks to the people of Colossae. Richard, have you been there? Colossae? The Colossians? Colossae? I was going to ask you to come do the rest of the sermon, but all right. Paul says, the Lord has rescued us from the power of darkness and has transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. He's helping people understand. He's helping them get a grasp on what was in a very difficult question. It was not sure. No one was 100% aware of it. And how do you believe? Thomas wanted proof, but we are a people of faith. And if you have proof, there is not need of faith. But there is need of faith. Well, today we acknowledge that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the one foretold. Not everyone. There are some who do not, some who are not Christians. There are some Jews who are still waiting for that predicted one to come. Let's not be arrogant about any piece of that, but accept each other. Accept each other's journeys and understand that we're at different places. And some of us are blessed with the assurance of knowing without doubts. Paul's letter is brilliant, though. If you hear it and listen to it, he defines Jesus. He defines the Christ, the Messiah. It is in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. Take that piece alone, and that's a huge statement, and we need to hear that. There's a whole list that Holly read there, and it's all compacted into one huge paragraph. But listen to what he says. This is the forgiver of sins, the one, the redeemer of our souls. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. In him, all things in heaven and earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or powers or rulers, all things have been created through him and for him. Now there's an interesting piece that has to be taken apart here. In him, all things were created in the heaven and earth. Now, wait a minute, go back. If you had your Bible right in front of you and turn open to page 1, we'd begin with the creation story. In the beginning, God created everything. And yet here, Paul is saying he was amidst God in that creation time. He has always been with and always will be. Those are huge statements. Those are amazing statements to understand who Christ is. He didn't come into being. He wasn't created by God, and he didn't come into being when he was born from Mary. He has been for all time. This is part of our triune theology. This is part of how we understand that he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Paul goes on, Jesus himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. Hear that. In Jesus, who acknowledges the Christ, in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things by making peace through the blood on his cross. This is the day that we pause and acknowledge the King. There are great people, there are wondrous, you know, celebrities, there are people that are famous, there are people that are powerful, but there is only one King of Kings, the King that has always been, from the very beginning and through all of time, our intercessor with God. It is Christ the Messiah. He is the fullness of God. And on this Sunday especially, we should pause. We pause and give thanks. Thanks be to God that Christ came among us and lived among us and dwelled among us. died and was resurrected and redeems all of us despite our sinfulness and brings us to God. We are thankful. Amen? Amen. Miss Diana.
If you'll please stand and join me in singing hymn number 368. My hope is built on nothing less. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Dare not trust the sweetest frame, but
celebrations of this Christ the King Sunday, celebrations of Thanksgiving. I don't know what your plans are. Melissa and I are all set with our plans. And one thing that we will do is we will pray before we dine, and we will give thanks. We'll give thanks to God. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, give thanks for Christ the King in our midst. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Join hands, if you will. Let us sing our closings.